This is Who's Talkin' on Fox Sports 910. Diehard Wahoo Frank Maloney and former Wahoo basketball standout Jim Hobbo Hobgood break down the Cavaliers each week by bringing you inside the game and behind the scenes of UVA sports with all-star interviews and unique insight that only Frank and Hobbo can provide. Who's Talkin' is brought to you by Ortho Virginia, LeClaire Ryan Law, TGI Fridays, Town Bank of Richmond, TheSaber.com, Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialists, Hildrup Moving and Storage, Kelleher Heating and Air, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, Le Maire Restaurant at the Jefferson Hotel, Holly Martin Partners, and West Hampton Cleaners, with special contributions from Sarge Reynolds and Buford Scott. Now, Who's Talking is on Fox Sports 910. Here's Frank and Hobbo.
Hello, hello. Welcome, Wahoo fans. Hobbo and Franco in the studio.
In the studio for season 7. Who would have believed it, but no, it was a quick summer thanks to UVA baseball playing into mid to late June. But
right.
They played very well into mid to late June. And speaking of that, later in the program, we're going to have Coach O'Connor with us just after 6 o'clock this evening.
How exciting. And, Coach O'Connor has been on the show every year since he's been at UVA, and he is a terrific guest. And finally, we'll be able to say, after all these wins and all those close calls, he finally got that national title. And
got the hardware. But first half hour, we're going to devote, as you might expect, to football.
Football! It's football season!
Well, that's the one thing I've learned in the last 6-plus years. You've taught me it's always football season.
It seems that way, doesn't it?
It was a tough lesson to learn for a basketball guy, but I'm a slow learner.
Hey, we both love hoops. Mm-hmm. Tonight, we are delighted to announce that we've got former UVA running back Antonio Rice. He used to wear jersey number 47. He racked up 2,000 yards of combined offense. He knows a little bit about running with the football and catching the football, and he's an excellent analyst. He works on pregame for WINA, and we are excited that Antonio will be with us.
And speaking of running backs, we have friend of the program and kind of a traditional first show guest, Frank Quayle, the former football analyst and ACC Player of the Year, who was also a running back in his day. So two great guests in the first half hour to break down the football Hoos.
Well, as everyone knows, Frank Quayle was ACC Player of the Year, one of the top 10 rushing totals for his entire career post-retirement from UVA.
Back in the day, was a two-sport guy, played lacrosse, too.
Yeah, he wasn't too shabby at that sport. Being from New York, you knew he had to play a little lax, but we are thrilled about that. And we also have Dr. Jody Smith tonight from Ortho Virginia, and he will bat cleanup and help us dissect the injury report. And fortunately, knock on wood right now, there's not too many injuries.
Other than the T.J. Thorpe situation,
Thorpe,
and continuing to rehab, I guess, with the hope and expectation it may only be a few more weeks, I guess.
I think reality is mid-season he'll return. But a huge game this coming Saturday, 3:30 on Fox. The Wahoos are going to travel out to the left coast on Thursday to face the UCLA Bruins.
And a little news that you gave me as we walked into the studio, not that we're taking comfort in bad news, but apparently one of the key Bruins has gotten in a little legal issue out there and may or may not be playing Saturday.
That's what we hear earlier on the show, Jay Moore Show. They reported breaking news that UCLA cornerback Ishmael Adams was arrested and being held for attempting to steal a cell phone from an Uber driver, which... you talk about a wacky move by a kid. He's a potential first or second round draft pick. I mean, he guy has a lot of touchdowns as a defensive back, returning pick sixes. So
unfortunately, one of them against us last year in Charlottesville.
Might be good omen that he can't play against us.
And you're right. I mean, you got to think the kid's got a cell phone.
What do you need another cell phone for? But anyway, we're going to try to ring up Antonio Rice here and try to get him on the line. Give you a little bit of background about Antonio. He was drafted by the Dallas Cowboys in 1986. Can't recall how long he stayed with the Cowboys. Maybe it was one season. He does pregame for UVA football on WINA, and his cohorts are Ahmad Hawkins, who be joining us in just a few short weeks. as well as Tyrone Lewis, the terrific cornerback that had a strong career at UVA. They always do a great job on WINA up in Charlottesville as people drive into town and they're getting ready to tailgate. But
they're on the pregame. Yeah, but at any rate, we have him on the line now. Antonio, this is Hobo and Frank. Thanks for taking a few minutes to join us tonight.
Absolutely. How's it going, gentlemen?
We're going great.
We're kicking off Season 7. You're the first guest of Season 7, so congratulations or condolences, right, Whatever the case might be. But at any rate,
wait a minute now.
How about maybe we just start with, I know you have followed the practices in August. What's your general assessment of where the football team is as they get ready to fly to California?
I tell you what, considering the losses on defense in terms of the Eli Harold, the Max Vallis, those guys, the Romeros, the Coley, it's hard to replace those guys. But I got to tell you, the team in general, to me, they look very upbeat. And in years past, what I haven't seen, but what I have seen, they look confident. You know, they got Johns, we're not messing around with the dual quarterback. We have a guy, and I think who is the guy, and is absolutely the right guy. And I'll go on the record saying I think last year John should have gotten the nod before Lambert. And so we have that in place. Our offensive line, now listen to this, a veteran offensive line. Isn't that great to hear?
Yes,
they look good to me. They had the confidence. Now
not only veteran, but they're pretty healthy too, aren't they?
The swagger.
I was just saying, the offensive line is very healthy now, aren't they, or are they?
Absolutely. Yes, they are, and so which we haven't had in the past 2 years. And we all know, so goes the offensive line, so goes your offense. And so I'm very optimistic about the trip going out to L.A.
Hey, we're speaking with Antonio Rice, former UVA running back. He was number 47 in the programs back in 82 to 86, but clearly one of the top pregame guys for UVA these days for football Saturdays. Antonio, let's talk about the quarterback a second. Matt Johns brings a lot to the table. He's agile. He's got serious foot speed. He's sort of deceptive how much ground he can cover. But he's also maybe being undersold a little bit on his arm strength. Talk about what you've seen out of Matt Johns.
I tell you what, there's not a throw that kid doesn't like to make. He's not afraid to throw it. He reminds me a little bit of a Don Majkowski. I don't know, back in my day, there wasn't a throw that Don Majkowski didn't like to throw. There were never any tight windows. If you could get open by a step, he's going to throw it to you. And so for him, again, I like his mobility. I like his ability to extend the play. And I like, his feet as being a threat. I like the kid a lot, and the other piece of it is, and I talked a little bit earlier in my opening comments about confidence. The kid is confident; he's ready to go, and I think he's ready to show everybody that this job is his.
And it sounds like he might be thrown to a couple of freshman receivers. How about the receiving core?
The receiving core. There's a bit of a lack of depth there. But, his roommate and best friend. I just drew a blank.
Not Canaan's. Canaan Severin.
Severin, thank you. And you only need one target. Think about Sean Moore and to Herman Moore.
Right.
That's all you ever talked about. You only need one good target. But I think what we're if we're focusing truly on the power running game, as Fairchild, as we've been talking about, and what they're talking, we want to get back to basics. A power running game is a passer's best friend. And then what I mean by that, we call it play action. And so if we can get some movement, get some runs, little play action, I don't care if you're first year, third year, fifth year, you'll get open, and we got the guy to get the ball to you.
You're speaking about that receiving game benefiting from a better run game. The healthy offensive line, and the coach, Coach London, has said in his last three press conferences that at least 9 players will play on the offensive line against UCLA. Whereas in the last 2 years, they were just hoping they could keep five guys out there.
That's exactly right.
So I think that's a point of confidence. The other thing is, what I've heard is that Evan Butts and the kid that transferred from Stanford, Charlie Hopkins, have nailed down the starting tight end position, and both present good targets up the field for Johns, maybe in the middle of the field, and that should help Kinane Severn, Andre Lavrone, and Kyle Dawkins, and the fourth receiver is Keon Johnson.
Right.
So don't you think this team really is better set up to be a passing team?
I think so. You know, well, let me go back, and I have to always kind of preface this in regards to, back in the days, we have some weapons, in our passing game. We absolutely do, but I got to tell you, in our DNA and Virginia's DNA,
yes,
we run the football first. I mean, I think that's the bottom line. That opens up everything. Even again, when Herman Moore and Sean Moore were together, we had some great running backs in the backfield that helped those windows stay open a little longer and were bigger windows for our quarterback to get the ball into. So, you know, I think it's great that we have those kinds of weapons, because I think, you know, going forward, we're going to have to do more than just run the football, obviously. We're going to have to be able to pass it, too. And, you know, in this four-game stretch opening up, we're going to have to be able to execute both the run and the pass.
Speaking about the running attack, by all accounts, Taquan Smoke Mizell has had a phenomenal camp, in that he's never looked better. He's not juking as much. He's hitting the hole, looking to find a seam. And also, he's got a little bit of competition from Albert Reed, the transfer from Maryland, and also Daniel Hamm, the former UVA walk-on. So
yep.
Virginia should be able to run the football some, but really, to me, Smoke is an excellent threat out of the backfield as a pass receiver.
Yeah, he's a threat in a lot of ways. So, but here's the deal with Smoke. The past 2 years, you saw too much juking and not getting his shoulder square and going up the field, getting those tough yards. And I got to tell you, I didn't think he could.
Right.
He really never showed that.
Right.
But, you know, in the ACC, you're going to have to get behind your pads and score up and get those tough yards off tackle. And A gap, B gaps, you're going to have to be able to run the ball in there. And so he's figured it out. He's become more patient. So typically, you know, back in the day in high school, that kid could take the ball anywhere, get the ball anywhere on the field and take it to the house. You can't do that now. So now it's about being patient, getting behind the pads, getting those tough yards. Then all of a sudden, you can pop one. And so he's most certainly, he's gotten stronger in the weight room, no doubt about that. So he most certainly has a lot of improvement. But I got to also tell you, competition helps that too.
Yes.
So he had some guys pushing him. And, you know, just like in our day, you know, what made Chris Slade such a great defensive end? Well, Ray Roberts did. You know, what made Barry Word and Howard Petty and Antonio Rice so effective? Well, we all kept pushing each other. And so I think that plays a large part as well.
Antonio, we got a couple of minutes before we have to go to our first break. Real quick, we've really focused on offense here, and I know you were a running back, but give us a quick capsule summary of what you expect out of the Virginia defense.
Well, see, I think right now they have taken on the mentality of their defensive coordinator, and that's a scary, scary thing. Let me just tell you. So it's the next man up. You know, we lost some great linebackers. We have. But we have some studs in there coming in who are faster, and I dare I say this, maybe even more athletic. So we've lost some experience, but I think we got the right talent to plug in the holes. And I think we have an experienced defensive front that could absolutely cause the freshman quarterback for UCLA could cause nightmares.
Well, Josh Rosen, I think, is going to find out that Tenuta has about 100 blitzes. And I wouldn't be shocked if Virginia isn't pressuring him on every down to try to check off. And Virginia may show blitz and then drop back. You know, I think they're going to try to confuse the young man. But
absolutely.
Antonio, you are a good man to join us here on the first show of the new season. We wish you the best of luck going forward with WINA, and hope you and your family have a great week.
appreciate it. Thank you very much, guys. Take care.
Thank you, Antonio. All right, we're going to head to break. When we come back, we're going to have legendary former running back, none other than Frank Quayle. So stay with us. This is Who's Talking.